From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Senator Barack Obama spends most of his time these days as a headliner, but today, for one day only, he was a stand-in. Senator Obama spoke at the commencement of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. He was filling in for Senator Ted Kennedy, who had a seizure last week and was diagnosed with a brain tumor. The Democratic presidential frontrunner started his speech with a message from Senator Kennedy to his friends and to his enemies.
To all those praying for my return to good health, I offer my heartfelt thanks. And to any who'd rather have a different result, I say don't get your hopes up just yet.
Senator Obama isn't the Democratic nominee, but that hasn't stopped him from acting like one. Last week, he tapped Washington insider Jim Johnson to start looking for potential running mates. And while Senator Obama was on stage at Wesleyan, his likely Republican opponent, Senator John McCain, was firing up the grill at his vacation home in Sedona, Arizona. And gathered around the picnic table, just three of the guys he's most likely to choose as a running mate: Florida Governor Charlie Crist, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, and Senator McCain's former rival, Mitt Romney. Now, the choice of a running mate is the first big decision a potential president makes. And if you screw it up, well,
you look like you're careless, and then when you change your mind and pick somebody else, they accuse you of being a flip-flop person.
And George McGovern should know. He's the Democrat who lost the 1972 general election by one of the widest margins in history. McGovern says his candidacy was doomed shortly after he chose and then dropped his first running mate, Senator Thomas Eagleton. It quickly emerged that Eagleton suffered from depression and had received electroshock therapy, something he never revealed to McGovern before the announcement was made. So I asked George McGovern what today's presidential hopefuls need to find out before settling on a running mate.
You talk to everybody you can think of who knows about his past history and his personal idiosyncrasies. You check out any charges of mishandling of funds, drunkenness, anything like that that might impair the capacity of that person to function in case he has to take over the presidency.
But can a strong running mate really help put you over the top? Well, it didn't in Bob Dole's case. He was the Republican nominee in 1996. We caught up with him at the National Press Club this week and asked him how he chose Jack Kemp.
In my case, I had thought there might be an age issue, and so I wanted somebody younger, but somebody who could move right into government, and Kemp fit that. McCain will have the same, question.
Bob Dole hasn't been consulted by the McCain camp yet, but he did offer this tip.
Well, I think in this particular election, with all these, you got the first African American, the first woman, why not give it a little pizzazz on our side?
For his part, George McGovern's a little more circumspect these days.
So, anyone asking you for advice on who they should pick?
Nope, not yet. I think they figured McGovern's the last one we want to ask. He got into all that difficulty picking his running mate. That may show good judgment on their part.
That was former Senator George McGovern, the 1972 Democratic nominee for president, and earlier, Senator Bob Dole, the Republican candidate in 1996. We spoke with both men earlier this week.